Somewhere in the snow-capped mountains of a faraway land is a magical factory where happy workers are busy building the gifts that everyone wishes for. That's right, the Mercedes-Benz winter event is back. Now get exceptional offers on the Mercedes-Benz vehicles of your holiday dreams, like the exhilarating C-Class, the protective GLE, or the intelligent E-Class. Hurry into the winter event now at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer before these dream offers end.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Here's some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 11 fantasy lineup. If you're going to go for expensive picks, and you'll always have a couple probably, do it for the prime positions. Quarterback, running back, might be worth the value to pick up top dogs like Tom Brady or Todd Gurley, who are both playing lights out right now that Gurley is done with the Bears. Sleeper of the week, Eric Decker of the Jets always finds a way to get into the end zone. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half of players will double their money and win instant cash. That's right. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half doubles their money and wins instant cash.
Home Run and Pizza has a brand new location in Lakeview, Chicago. Host your holiday party in the private party room or have it catered. Visit.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
And in pizza.
Comcast Business understands that. That's why they offer the No Glitch Switch. It's the quick, easy way to improve your business's internet. Installation takes about an hour, and if they're not on time, you get a $20 credit. They offer appointments at night or on weekends, so it won't interfere with your business. And if you're not 100% satisfied, you have 30 days to get your money back. You don't have to put up with slow downloads or emails that won't send. Just remember the No Glitch Switch from Comcast Business and cross Switch to Better Internet off your to-do list. Make the No Glitch Switch. Call 800.
You know what's awesome? Being able to try stuff out. That's why clothing stores have fitting rooms and why restaurants have sampler platters with, like, all the appetizers. And I can't even imagine choosing a Froyo flavor without sampling. Talk about brain freeze. That's why Sprint is giving you the opportunity to try our amazing network in Chicago with the Sprint Satisfaction Guarantee. When you switch to Sprint, you can take your time and get a feel for what we're all about. Call up your cousins in California. Upload photos of your adventures all around the city. Stream your favorite playlists on your L train commute. Put us to the test and see what you think. If for whatever reason Sprint isn't your flavor after 14 days, just bring your phone back in and we'll refund the phone cost and activation fee. It's that easy. We're willing to bet that you'll love our network. But you don't have to take our word for it. Try us out with the Sprint Satisfaction Guarantee. Visit Sprint.com/Chicago Network or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
Excludes actual usage charges. Activation and restocking fee may still apply. We refund device cost. Restrictions apply.
.com to play and see the official rules.
From spring training through another playoff run, this is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon. A wee bit after 1 o'clock, and from the Score Update studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Both the Hawks and the Bulls begin long road trips tonight. The Hawks with Corey Crawford in goal will be in Edmonton. Meanwhile, the Bulls are in Phoenix. Derrick Rose doubtful with a sprained ankle. He did not go through shoot-around this morning, but he says this annual circus trip can be a positive situation.
It's exciting. It gives us a chance to bond as a team. We have a young group. It's kind of crazy. I'm one of the veterans on the team, but it gives us a chance to really come together as a team and go out and learn more about each other. So it should help us grow.
Switching to baseball, Joe Maddon, the National League Manager of the Year, was on with Jason and Matt this past hour, and he says his award validates the direction the Cubs are going.
Primarily, I think it validates what I've talked about, what the Cubs have been about, the direction we're headed in, and I just feel really fortunate to be part of it. So it's really about the players as much as anything else.
Other baseball news, the Tigers today acquired veteran reliever Francisco Rodriguez, K-Rod, from Milwaukee for young infielder Javier Betancourt and a player to be named. And Boston's David Ortiz officially announced that next season will be his last. And back in basketball, the Houston Rockets fired their coach Kevin McHale following the team's 4-7 start. Join Dan Bernstein and Barry Rosner for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. That's Friday at another round in Downers Grove from 1 to 6. Come check out the broadcast, score some Bud Light swag, and enter to win a pair of Bulls tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. This scoreboard update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, Chicagoland's Big Green Egg Superstore, also brought to you by Art Van Furniture. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Cubs baseball.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you very much, David Schuster. Appreciate you. What did we learn about Shu today? Yeah, there was a conversation.
The Dutch apple pie. By the way, shout out to the people who were on the text line who was like, yeah, Golf, Dutch apple pie is real American. That's why it's got Dutch in the name. but there's nothing better than a little Dutch apple pie. A little lactose-free vanilla ice cream. But
what makes apple pie Dutch apple pie?
The crumbles on the top.
Okay.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Flat crust, you got to keep an eye on the Dutch.
Or the oven.
The
cross-hatching.
No, Dutch oven. It's not the cross-hatching. It's got to be something about the elevated crust,
yeah,
right?
Well, the top is like a... They're just like crumbs and crumbles of the pie crust, right?
You ever go to the original Pancake House?
Yes.
Right next to Park West there?
I thought you were on the one on Green Bay Road, too.
Oh, right.
Hubbard Woods or Winnetka.
Jason in the city, I know what a brunch guy you are. Original Pancake House, Armitage, and Lincoln Park West. And they're the Dutch baby that they have.
Is it better than Batter and Berries?
Does it have actual baby?
Yeah, but it's deep fried.
Now with more baby.
Deep fried baby.
I got a baby. But, I don't have enough baby.
But Shu was saying that he likes his apple pie and his ice cream and then a glass of milk. And that's just way too much dairy for me.
Oh, that's
in one sit down.
No, that's a big bag of farts is all that is.
I'm sorry. Well, coming up from 1 to 6.
Have you ever done...
I like free train of hate and indignation, but big bag of farts. It has a certain ring to it.
Big bag of farts show.
Have you ever actually made in a true Dutch oven, like a cast iron Dutch oven? Made an apple cobbler over an open fire?
No.
Oh, that is, I'm telling you.
More than five people ever have.
That's not true. It's a camp thing.
Like I just said, no more than five people
we don't
ever
go
have.
Camping.
Yeah, I don't
go
to camp.
Nobody's camping.
Everybody's
camping.
No, not everybody. Just
camp.
Just your kind is camping.
That's not true.
Your kind.
I love the outdoors.
I distinctly heard him say, "Jew eat."
Yeah.
Jew eat.
Not the Jew. Very significantly,
that's
Wagner.
Not the Jew. Jew eat.
That's not what
Thank
I
you
said.
To our guest today, Mike Florio, Rodney Harrison, Kurt Heelen, Joe Maddon on the show. Jay Zawoski, Nick Szczepkowski, tremendous job, man. Kevin Zipak.
Well, no kidding.
Yeah, appreciate you as always, Kevin. Brian Gertz, still alive in the little room with the strange vibes.
He's not long for this earth. He's being irradiated
Watch
in there.
Watch 670thescore.com. Yeah, so enjoy it while you can.
Yeah, shout out to the guy who got mad that I didn't think that Messi was the most vibrant athlete on the planet right now. Mm. Enjoy your soccer selves.
Rich, shout out to Chuck's for that.
Oh, goodness.
Dude. Chuck's Southern Comfort Cafe. I had never experienced Chuck's pulled pork. And let me tell you something. Anytime Chuck wants me to pull his pork, I'm right there for him.
You tried the turkey?
That was tasty. Yeah, I had
the turkey
that.
Is really good.
Just look tender, at it. When tender, you see beautiful.
The smoke ring.
When you can see Chuck. That little pink.
Chuck,
thank you.
Chuck.
Every time it's said, I'm thinking about our guy, Dougie.
Chuck.
Yeah. Chuck's Southern Comfort Cafe. If you're ever in the area, make sure you stop by.
Is Chuck the dog? Is Chuck Buffon still with us? Is he still alive and healthy?
Yeah, Chuck not that long ago.
You did?
Yeah, like, I don't. Just because Doug died doesn't mean they didn't kill his dog just because he died.
You know, a lot of times.
Chuck, I'm sorry.
Right, you know, your owner's not here anymore, so.
No, you know, a lot of times, like old married men and women, when one of them goes.
Yeah, the other one goes very quickly.
Right, the other one follows suit. So yep. I didn't know.
It's happened to all my grandparents.
If Chuck died of unhappiness.
Broken heart.
Yeah.
Broken dog heart.
It's possible. Rich Campbell, Sahadev Sharma, and Paul Charchian are with us tomorrow. The conversation where he brought up the vibrant players. Man, Steph Curry. I can't. I might have to buy league pass just to watch their games.
You should have already bought that.
Well,
you're a big shooter, and it's your job.
No, well, here's the thing about the NBA.
Don't like it.
No. You know I do. But with the doubleheaders on TNT, what, twice a week?
Yeah, you feel like that's all the basketball you need? No, you don't.
ESPN is a doubleheader, too.
There's a lot.
There's a lot of bets.
And NBA Network has you know, a night, a few times a week, well, they'll just sit around and toss it to games.
Yeah, but when DeMarcus Cousins is busting somebody's ass, that's rarely on television. And that's DeMarcus true. Cousins has a three-point game now.
He's got more threes than LeBron.
DeMarcus Cousins is probably one of the top 6-7 players in the game.
Player efficiency rating, I want to say he's 6th or 7th.
He should have been.
I've been trying for years to get him out of there and can't do it.
When Joakim Noah was the All-NBA first team center a couple of years ago,
stop.
You look at
that's
you look
not
at,
even close.
Well, hold on. You look at DeMarcus's defensive metrics. They were right there with Joakim Noah as well. But that's why I have the lead pass for obscure dudes. Not obscure dudes.
Chris Stapps, Porzingis.
Hey, man, I understand.
Like a mofo.
Man, I'm telling you.
Yeah. I'm just telling you. With the proliferation.
Did you see the dream shake last night?
Hey,
did you see that?
You haven't even touched. Just wait. Yep. Just, you want to see him act a fool? Just wait till the rookie sophomore game. You will see everything that dude can do in a free and open area of basketball.
He's 7'3".
People are acting like he's 6'10",
6'11". He's 7'3".
No, he's a beautiful basketball player, man. I enjoy Chris Porzingis. They're calling him, they're calling him 3'6 Latvia. They're calling him, Porzia.
That's good.
Yeah, the Porzi God. Like, he is, Melo is actually enjoying it as well. You know what it is? It's kind of like the relationship that,
that's what matters, by the way.
Chris Webber and George Mirosan had, where George Mirosan came to this country and immediately acclimated to the hip-hop culture and was wearing all the crazy clothes because at that time, those were the biggest clothes and the designers were making big baggy clothes.
Tommy Hilfiger stuff.
Chris Porzingis was listening to like Chamillionaire and stuff like that last year, so all the rap that was getting there very late.
Because it just got to Riga.
Exactly. Yep. So now Melo is kind of like his... Like, they're inseparable in the city of New York now because Melo knows that this guy's going to get another 2-3 years out of his career. Porzingis is a bad
Melo boy. Melo's like, hey, Chris, meet Bobby Shmurda.
Real deal. Like, for real. Like, you know, he's going to take him to a club and, you know, the gun's going to fall out of his waistband. He's going to go to jail. Like,
Plaxico Porzingis. You know,
now, there's a name. That's like a McKee and Peele sketch.
No, that's an SEC DB in the making right there.
No, I wrote about Carmelo Anthony today because last night, a new documentary premiered, an independently done documentary premiered at the IFC Center in New York, bankrolled by Carmelo Anthony, who got the executive producer credit.
Yeah, he's into it now.
The Legend of Sweet Pea, the full story of Lloyd Sweet Pea Daniels.
Oh, wow.
And it's been written about, and this is, it's close to my heart because I was around Lloyd at two different stops for full seasons and spent a lot of time with him in two different leagues, got to watch him play up close.
Hey, man,
and
if guys, you know, certain guys need to access parts of their brain to remember Sweet Pea, but shorthanded for people who don't know.
He was in the late 80s, a playground legend, went to 5 different New York high schools because he was functionally illiterate. He had been dealing drugs since he was like 6 years old, essentially unparented and ultra talented, just an amazing, preternatural court vision, could do everything. He was ahead of his time that he could play 4 positions.
And Jerry Tarkanian, who was famous for finding guys like that, this was like the ultimate kind of Tarkanian project. Can he possibly harness this?
And what happened was Tarkanian was set to bring him to UNLV. They had him at a local JUCO, a guy named Mark Warkentine, if you remember, that he was very close to Tarkanian's main recruiting guy. And Lloyd got in trouble in JUCO. And it blew up. It completely derailed his UNLV career. And he sunk back into drug dealing. And long story short, in and out of rehab 3-4 times. He took 3 bullets to the chest in 1989.
Didn't he get onto that San Antonio Spurs team for a little bit?
In a coke deal gone bad. Mm-hmm. He then went, he played for 13 different minor league U.S. teams.
Crazy.
He played in 7 different countries, and then eventually...
And by the way, Tarkanian kept in touch with Daniels and really tried to help him for a large part of his life.
Lloyd Daniels was the most valuable player of the one and only Global Basketball Association All-Star Game that I had the pleasure of broadcasting in Saginaw, Michigan in 1992. That allowed him to get into Knicks... training camp. The Knicks cut him that year. Tarkanian brought him to the Spurs. Hmm. And he had nothing. I mean, at 25, he was essentially 35.
Right.
And he still had bullets in his body.
It's kind of like Derek's body.
And well, but this guy shot
without
up
the bullets,
and
of course.
And the drugs. I mean, body was ravaged. But he still, you still saw
the ball
on 5 or 6 other NBA stints, and then back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And apparently he was at the premiere last night. But I got to spend a lot of time around Lloyd and talk. He was always open about his past, always honest about his future, and he just said, look, I'm just hoping to have another day.
I'm looking at this.
That's why the Carmelo Anthony thing was so big for him to either go to L.A. or stay in New York, because Carmelo, with the watch company and all the other tech things that he's doing, the bubbles that he's trying to create around himself business-wise.
Plus Lala.
The production. Well, I mean, Melo's got some special interests in terms of other things outside of basketball.
I want to see the movie, and I'm so glad that Carmelo wanted to tell the story. It's a great, great basketball story.
Whoever bankrolled the Pee Wee Kirkland story that never got made as well. You're talking about one of the greatest, you know, not just street ballers, but people say one of the greatest basketball players that side of the country had ever seen, but mm-hmm. was also one of the greatest hustlers ever. And he was getting more hustling money than he was basketball money. And he never really, you know, he was balling with Dr. J and all those dudes at the Rucker and at the Kingdom and beating all of them and Lincoln College and all that stuff. And he was just a hustler.
Now, Terry and I were talking about it too, that there is a Sports Illustrated story from last week.
About
Fred Van Vliet at Wichita State.
Man, I haven't read the Rockford story.
Yet. And the Rockford story about Van Vliet and the connection to Lee Lampley. And you've never heard of Lee Lampley. But that dude, that's another story. Another guy who people are like, come on.
Did you read the Michael Phelps piece in there? In that SI?
I said on the air, I'm not interested in him.
Okay.
When he was racking up all those gold medals, I was like, all right. Yeah, I never really got tied up in the story.
I got tied up into him, right? That's what I was debating. I'm a bad guy for not really being interested in him.
No, that's fine.
I'm a bad guy for a lot of reasons. I don't think that would be one of them.
I like stories about humble dudes who actually try to figure their stuff out, and that's what he is right now. And he's going to be in his fourth Olympics or fifth Olympics?
He wasn't humble in the beginning.
A year ago.
He got humbled.
DUI as he was driving away from a poker game, and he's like all sorts of problems, and
he was making fun of his, you know, abuse of certain things as well.
Yeah, like, he's not anymore.
But we spent a lot of time yesterday too with the Cauldron piece.
And by the way, Shift Change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. A fan 4-pack includes 4 tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn starting at only $89.
A great piece on the aftermath of Ronda Rousey just getting her ass kicked.
That's another thing I never really got into because I never really understood. I know she was dominating people, but I didn't know who the hell she was fighting. And
It was a creation. It was a figment. The whole thing was a phenomenon. And
at my heart, I'm still a cipher. You guys know after our interactions for so many years, at my heart, I'm still a boxing guy. And I used to, I used to try to fend off the UFC stuff. Like, where's the science in it? And also knowing who the hell was fighting. Like, the reason why boxing always stayed true for me is because, my grandfather introduced me to the sport as a kid, and, you know, Chicago used to be one of the meccas of boxing, you know, right over there at the West End, and my grandfather would bring me pictures of Sugar Ray Robinson, all those things, after seeing his fights, and sit me down and talk to me, and I actually knew the history of the sport, and I actually knew some of the current guys as well, whereas with the UFC stuff, like, it was... I couldn't staple myself to UFC 191 and be like, did you see 191, man? That was crazy. I was like Hagler Hearns and all these other things.
A lot of people your age have.
I know. Hey, yeah, but those are the people who want nothing. Those are the same people who don't like to watch Floyd Mayweather fight because they say it's boring, where I'm watching and saying to myself, that's what it is,
it's
though.
It's brilliant.
You can't hit a man who's your sole object in this sport is to knock a man out or to bludgeon a man with your fist and you can't touch him. So the UFC thing, I watch it if it's on.
You go make a bet before.
That's what I liked about Pernell Whitaker too.
And that's why Paul Williams.
It's another sweet pea, isn't it?
Yep.
Yes, it is. Well, brought Pernell it right Whitaker. Back around.
That's why the injury to Paul Williams, the motorcycle accident. You talk about a guy who was getting ready to take over that division, and then Floyd and all these other guys. I mean,
Paul Williams. All I'm thinking of is the singer,
songwriter,
the singer and the songwriter.
I can't imagine that.
In the red corner, 5'3". 126
exactly.
Pounds. He
wrote the Rainbow Connection and
completely unattractive.
Oh my God, this is him.
There's a great movie about Paul Williams, by the way. There's a great documentary just came out a couple years ago.
Also,
about
Carmelo Anthony financed
and Jerry Tarkanian tried to recruit him.
Oh God, shout out to Paul Williams at least.
Oh God.
Yeah, I never.
I think you wrote Evergreen too, didn't he? Soft as an easy chair.
All right.
Wasn't he? Was it Smokey and the Bandit or Smokey and the Bandit 2? He was in it.
Yeah, he was in it.
Yeah, he had bit roles and stuff, and it was very attractive.
And Hollywood Squares.
Hollywood Squares.
The Paul Williams I'm talking about would have never gotten invited to Hollywood Squares.
Still Alive. Still Alive is the name of the Paul Williams movie.
Yeah, I never got into the Ronda Rousey thing because I didn't know who she was beating up, and I didn't. I was beating her up. Well, yeah.
Either way.
It was just like it was a flash in the pan that I felt like I didn't have to involve myself in.
Then you weren't complicit in the creation of an essential myth.
No, I don't think any of us were.
Oh, that's what the piece is about?
Yeah, the piece is just really looking at how we got to this point where she fought three people you've never heard of for 30 seconds, and all of a sudden she's female athlete of the year over Serena Williams.
Look at this is the thing that I love too. Immediately, people take offense when you talk about their niche sport. This from the 312, no science behind MMA, speaking out of complete ignorance. No, I didn't say it was no science. I said I didn't understand the science in terms of the grappling techniques and taking people to the ground. If you're going to tell me right now, this from the 847, boxing is checkers and MMA is chess, let me tell you something right now. If you think for 1 second that the sport of kings, you know, for a long, long time is checkers, you know, go back and watch some real fights and tell me if you're not entertained by the footwork and the hand placement and movement.
You know what? Let me say something that's been needed to be said for a while. Checkers sucks. Checkers is boring as hell. All right?
I don't agree with you on that.
Really? Bro. Come on, man.
It's not chess.
King me. Yeah.
It's not chess.
It's not. And not only is it not chess.
I never liked checkers.
It's not Chinese checkers. I used to play Chinese checkers with my grandmother. Now, there's a game. Right there.
Because you and grandma played.
Yes.
The trash talk was legendary.
Man, Shirley Rubin used to just shoot me down. Put me in my place.
How you like me now? You like that?
Right. Kirk Cousins all of a sudden in his living room.
Shirley Rubin dropping the Chinese checkers. Walking around the room.
She does the Ray Lewis dance on the way out, you know what I mean? And then stabs someone. This shift change brings
out some rugelach and says, you like that?
The shift change was brought to you by the Chicago Bulls.
Thank you.
A fan four pack includes four tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn starting at only $89. I'm sure you guys watched some of the college basketball last night and all the other stuff that was going on, so I'm looking forward to hearing the show.
What's your take on, is Grayson Allen like the new most hateable college player?
People are
really going to detest him.
You know why he isn't hateable? Because he got them handcuffs put on him last night. You know why J.J. Redick was hateable? Because J.J. Redick would drop your ass off every single game. He was going to hit shots on you that you had no idea were coming. Last night, a 5'9 skinny kid from Marion Catholic put them cuffs on his ass, and he did not want to play after that.
How about all of the Euro flop moves he's got, too? He's got every bit of anytime you breathe on him, and he's showing contact.
Coach K, who's turned into overnight Coach Calipari because of the way he's recruiting, but nobody really wants to say it. Coach K did not recruit a point guard. And that team last night lacked pace. They lacked functionality in their offense. And they thought that Brandon Ingram, because he's 6'9 and supposed to be Kevin Durant, was just going to win a game against a bunch of kids who came back to Kentucky.
And Coach K is not the kind of game coach to overcome that easily.
Not at all.
Because
he doesn't have a point guard.
And in big games, he has struggled to get the ball as a coach. He's struggled to get the ball into the right hands at the right time with a point guard.
You know, I'll tell you what, Terry, every year I find a team that I watch a game of early, and then I just stand by them all year long, and I'm going to stand by Michigan State.
Check Maryland out.
But Denzel Valentine has plenty of game, and this freshman they found last night, this McQuaid, who can actually shoot.
I like
long
the big
enough.
White dope off the bench.
Costello? Yeah, they got enough. I think they got enough. I'm sticking with Michigan State all year long. All right, I watched the game.
The boys are getting
congratulations. That's what it takes. Their offense looked good. Even the shots they missed good shots early when they were down. And I thought that if they keep getting those, they'll be okay. But typically, this is a Tom Izzo loss.
Right.
They don't usually win that
game.
You
want them to look this good early.
Yeah. Right. They'll have a lull. They'll have a lull one way or another. No, and Izzo will look like Izzo, and then they'll make the Final Four.
They run through that car wash, that gauntlet of teams that are ready and they aren't quite what they're supposed to be. And then you look up there in the Elite Eight again.
You know where McQuaid was supposed to go? Where? SMU to play for Larry Brown.
Of course he was. Along with Emmanuel Mudiay. Exactly. Yep. All right, the boys are mad at me. We got to get up out of here. Boers and Bernstein coming up for the next 4 hours and 37 minutes.
The Big bag of farts.
Yeah, the big bag of farts. 2 o'clock, Big Cat, second half. You got Mark Schnowski at 4, Hub Arkish at 5. Stay tuned for the Boers Speaks. I'll see you here tomorrow.
See you in the morning.
All right, thank you so much for listening to 670 The Score.
Keep it here. More Boers and Bernstein on the way on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. There's not a single reason for the Cleveland Browns not to start Johnny Manziel at quarterback for the rest of the season. Enough Brian Hoyer. Enough Josh McCown. Both are workmanlike quarterbacks who are never going to lead the Browns or anyone else to the promised land. Manziel may not be that quarterback either, but the Browns need to find out. With the team 2-8, the next 6 games are a good place to start. The Browns used a first-round draft pick to get Manziel 2 years ago. They did not do so in order to watch him make more headlines off the field than on the field, but that's been the case so far. Off the field can't, sadly for the Browns, be controlled. That's strictly up to Manziel. But on the field is in the hands of Coach Mike Pettine. Now, finally, the football is too. Better late than never. I'm John Feinstein.
There are plenty of reasons to get to the Hyundai Thanksgiving Feast sales event at your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer. For starters, it's the perfect time to get an amazing deal on an award-winning Hyundai, the official car of the NFL. It's also the only event where you can get a car or SUV backed by Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, from the Sonata, Elantra, and Santa Fe Sport to even the all-new 2016 Tucson. And last but not least, the Hyundai Thanksgiving Feast sales event is also the only event around Chicago and Northwest Indiana where you can get your picture taken with Carl, who may or may not be dressed like a headless turkey. It's kind of a long story. The Hyundai Thanksgiving Feast sales event, featuring the official car of the NFL, America's best warranty, and Carl. From all of us at Hyundai, have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. Now get the 2016 Santa Fe Sport for $239 a month. Visit your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or buyhyundai.com today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
3030.
This fall, enjoy Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse's mouthwatering, hand-cut USDA prime beef with a glass of wine selected from more than 1,600 labels. Come experience Del Frisco's prime pair every Sunday during lunch and dinner with a perfectly prepared fillet and your choice of succulent crab cake, scallops, or shrimp, plus a salad and side for just $55. It pairs perfectly with great company, your favorite wine, and an appreciation for the finer things in life. A modern take on the classic steakhouse. Del Frisco's is perfect for the crisp days ahead. Visit delfriscos.com for reservations.
Somewhere in the snow-capped mountains of a faraway land is a magical factory where happy workers are busy building the gifts that everyone wishes for. That's right, the Mercedes-Benz winter event is back. Now get exceptional offers on the Mercedes-Benz vehicles of your holiday dreams, like the exhilarating C-Class, the protective GLE, or the intelligent E-Class. Hurry into the winter event now at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer before these dream offers end.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Here's some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 11 fantasy lineup. If you're going to go for expensive picks, and you'll always have a couple probably, do it for the prime positions. Quarterback, running back, might be worth the value to pick up top dogs like Tom Brady or Todd Gurley, who are both playing lights out right now that Gurley is done with the Bears. Sleeper of the week, Eric Decker of the Jets always finds a way to get into the end zone. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half of players will double their money and win instant cash. That's right. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half doubles their money and wins instant cash.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto-refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto-refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great Black Friday deals on all of your Christmas needs. Like 15% off Christmas inflatables. Plus get a GE pre-lit LED artificial Christmas tree for only $198. Don't miss out on all the great deals happening right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 11/19 through 11/25 while supplies last. GE tree item 688920 only. See store Lowe's.com for details. U.S. only.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a politician. I believe in the people. And their cars, and Progressive, and the fact that you, yes, you can plug in Snapshot to save even more money for being a good driver. I also believe in Sasquatch, but more as a joke, but also kind of seriously.
Safe drivers save with Snapshot from Progressive.
I approve of this message, and Sasquatch, if you are real, you can totally be my running mate.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Snapshot not available in all states.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. For $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount, you get unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. So you can post pumpkin lattes, stream pumpkin parties, share sweet nothings over pumpkin stuffing. Okay, maybe I went a little too far, but it's unlimited, so you can too.
Go to the closest AT&T store and ask for a GoPhone for $40 a month after a $5 auto-refill discount with no annual contract and no credit check. Plus, get unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto-refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by the Pace Soldier Field Express Service. Pace, connecting communities.
Scoreboard Update.
Good afternoon. It's 1:32 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Cubs are 2-for-2 so far in postseason awards. First, Chris Bryant was named the NL Rookie of the Year Monday night. And last night, Joe Maddon won NL Manager of the Year. Maddon talked to Spiegel and Goff today, and he says he's ready and willing to help recruit free agents to Chicago.
Absolutely, I'm there to help whenever way I possibly can, whether it's just talk to somebody, go visit somebody, whatever the boys want to do. So I'm not really aware of those plans yet, but absolutely, I definitely want to participate.
Rangers manager Jeff Banister won the award in the AL. Cubs hoping to improve to 3-0 tonight when Cy Young winners are announced, beginning around 5:15. Jake Arrieta, one of the front runners for that award in the National League. Bulls kick off the circus trip tonight. They're in Phoenix to take on the Suns. Coach Fred Hoiberg called Derrick Rose extremely doubtful for tonight, thanks to that sprained ankle. He says Kirk Heinrich will likely start in Rose's place. Blackhawks are also temporarily homeless, thanks to the circus. They're in Edmonton tonight. Corey Crawford was the first goalie off the ice at the morning skate. He'll likely get the start in goal. Bears are back practicing at Hallis Hall today, ahead of Sunday's matchup with the Broncos at Soldier Field. Eddie Royal and Pernell McPhee held out of practice again. Alshon Jeffrey, Antrel Roll, and Aronis Grassou were limited, but Matt Slauson and Jermaine Bushrod were back to fully taking part. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn. And Burger Bar Chicago will blow your mind with big, bold flavored burgers, grilled wings, and over 100 craft beers, located at 1150 South Michigan Avenue or 1578 North Clybourne. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps have a live or two along the way. A lot of persistent revving at someone's back door. Probably. And this is the radio's best combination of...
embarrassing. Atrocious. Despicable. Pathetic. Asinine.
I'm Terry Borges.
I'm Dan Bernstein. Big Cat Williams on the Bears at 2. Second half, 3:30. Mark Schanowski on the Bulls in the NBA in 4 at 4. And Hub Arkish takes your calls on the Bears and the NFL at 5. That's our big Wednesday for you. Also, stuff and things and surprises. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Boers and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live. Streaming 670thescore.com. Texting 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Boers_Bernstein. If you would like to follow me personally, you can at Dan_Bernstein. We have Boers and Bernstein.com and the radio.com app for your mobile device. The producers, you know who they are. I tell you anyway, Matt Abatacola.
Just coming out, you know, rolling, you know, just go. That's our focus this week. I mean, just let's go. Okay. We're leaving on Saturday. Let's just full steam ahead. Okay. We don't need to sit back and pause and this and that. Let's just go.
There's the potato with the mustache. I love Matt Abatacola, and he's Dale Jr., you know. Uh-oh, eliminated.
I'm going to miss Jim Tomsula so much. We're going to need to just kind of keep him around. Maybe we'll give him a job once he's fired and nobody wants him, and we'll just bring him in to give us motivational speeches. No sitting around, just go. We're just going to go. Yep.
Oh, man.
Just, they're going to tell him that, too. I think it's going
to
be...
luck with that, dude.
What kind of different look can Blaine present just to mix things up a little?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure exactly what you said there, Katie, or how you meant that.
He's not lying, but eventually they're going to tell him, Jim, just go.
Just well, yeah, they should have a long time ago, but it was their idea, so yeah. He remains around walking in the walls for no reason. But
literally, he walked into a door. Did you see that? He was bleeding at his press conference. Yeah. And they said, why are you bleeding? He said, I walked into a door.
You know, you keep doing that. That's the qualified to be president.
Chris Tannehill.
Hi. Hub, I want you to put on your draft meister hat, which curiously resembles John Steed's bowler.
Yes. Kept it in the
yeah, only Frank from Oak Park.
He'll be here later.
Giving us old Avengers references.
He'll be here.
And the fact is he's right that Hub is when he's got his draft meister hat on, that's what it is. It's a white bowler.
Hello.
There's not much but white bowlers, yeah,
that's
actually.
True. That's really all you got. So the college basketball last night was pretty good for early season college basketball, I thought.
Well, another kid that the Illini did not recruit.
Every game. Every time you turn on the TV and there's up there.
When everybody in the state knows there's nobody in the state can guard him, there's nobody can stay in front of him, he's just a terrific talent. Granted, he's only 5'9", but he was good enough for Kentucky. but not any interest from Illinois. What? I mean, see, that's what I mean. It's like, are you kidding me? Nothing. I mean, maybe Tyler Ulis always wanted to go to Kentucky. I don't know. But I know that when, you know, there's a lot of people down there saying, what are we doing? You're not, look, I know you go to Chicago and you get nothing, right? You sit around and then here comes Tom Izzo or Mike Krzyzewski and they sit together and then you get nothing because you're sitting way up there and they're sitting courtside and they get everything before you. Okay, all right. You couldn't go to Marian Catholic?
Maybe they couldn't find it.
Telling you. I mean, one of the really terrific talents to come along in a long time. And you know, it's taken him time, but he had a whole bunch of people in Kentucky who could really play. You know, Calipari told him before this, it's your team.
We'll have Big Cat at the top of the hour, but the latest from the Bears that Alshon Jeffrey apparently limited participation in practice. Now they're saying groin and shoulder injuries. And I guess Vic Fangio actually said that Shea McClellan's knee injury the entire time they thought of as 4 to 6 weeks. And our guy, Mark Potash, said they told us he was day to day. Well, welcome to it. That's your Chicago Bears. And boy, the Bears, everybody loves them now. You see, they're climbing everybody's power rankings, and it's the best 4-5 team anybody's ever seen in their lives. Here they come.
Well, I don't know about that, but see, here's the thing, though. You don't need to be very special to climb into the picture.
We're Boers and Bernstein, Big Cat at the top of the hour on the score.
Bears fans, up next, the 4-5 Bears face John Fox's old team, the Denver Broncos. We're talking about it on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Billy, what are these chains for?
Has she been naughty this year?
And maybe you've been a bad boy yourself.
Well, this is Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air with affordable solutions to correct misbehavior of your loved one, or better yet, reward it.
You can reward that naughty behavior this year with a pair of beautiful solitaire earrings, or already have some? We'll enhance those studs by surrounding them with a halo of brilliant diamonds that we call earring jackets. And for that really naughty behavior, choose from a vast selection of colorless, ideal cut, loose diamonds.
Because we buy our diamonds directly from the cutter, skipping the middle guy, you can give her designer quality at half the price.
So call 630-355-RING or come visit us at the Diamond Air, and we will help you keep that special someone naughty all year long.
With the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less, because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
Give your home the gift of big savings this year at Lowe's. Hurry in today for a jump start on great Black Friday deals for your home, like up to 40% off major appliances, $396 and more. Plus, get a Whirlpool French door refrigerator for only $998. Don't miss out on all the great deals happening right now at Lowe's. Appliance offer valid 11/4 through 12/2. Fridge offer valid 11/19 through 11/25 on item 5092.62 only. Exclusions apply while supplies last. See store Lowe's.com for details. U.S. only.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Attention, diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
That's always tough because he's an outside backer. I'm an outside backer. There's about four or five of us on the team. We're a tight unit. And so when we knew P was down, we figured, okay, we got to step our game up. But at the same time, you can't try and do too much because, once again, you try and do too much. You try and go and make that big play, and you miss it, or you do it at the wrong time, and now you're giving up a big play rather than just letting the game come to you. And so what we did as, once again, outside backer unit, we said, you know what, like, we're confident in each and every one of our abilities. So what I've been doing, what Willie Young's been doing, what Lamar Houston's been doing, we were confident that if we just continue to do what we've been doing, we'll make up for not having Purnell at the game.
Well, there's certainly some people in there getting paid. That's Sam Osho. You heard him last night right here at Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score, visiting with our guy Lawrence Holmes.
And we shouldn't be surprised. These guys, there's some very wealthy NFL players there. And Lamar Houston was known for his versatility when he was signed. Even if he wasn't necessarily the best fit for this defense, he's played in all kinds of defenses. And I don't think we should say, oh my goodness, this guy's coming out of nowhere. No, that guy makes a lot of money to do what he does.
Willie Young had a terrific year last year, and I thought he did a nice job filling in for Violent.
I agree.
Violent got a knee problem. It's, as far as we know, as long as there's nothing else wrong with Violent, could be.
Purnell McPhee and Eddie Royal did not practice, according to John Fox. I was just talking down the hall with our 670thescore.com editor, Cody Westerlund, and he's trying to sort through the reports that we're getting from Chris Emma and others from Bears camp about exactly what Alshon Jeffrey might have done, because he was apparently just in sweats and not doing anything before practice.
And now we've added another injury?
And at the end of practice, in sweats and not doing anything. So how does that constitute limited participation? Is there
it's limited.
A new category of extremely limited participation?
Right.
I don't know if they practice changing pants or not.
Limited.
John in Warrenville. Welcome to Boers and Bernstein. You're on The Score.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I truly understand what you guys were talking about the other day when you were referring to you can't get the old days of DePaul basketball. I tried to watch 2 minutes of DePaul and Penn State yesterday and turned that garbage off because it was disgusting just to watch it. When they had these games last night at the United Center, and they're flashing these great players from Chicago, and Illinois teams can't get a sniff of these guys. And then I looked up the top 75 high school players in the nation, and not one player is submitting to Illinois. I just find Illinois basketball, like Westside Mike says, hot garbage, man.
I think Illinois is struggling as much as Illinois, actually. It's all a problem.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. It's just not here. Nobody gets any Illinois players.
Yeah, but you know, here's the thing. Dave Leto is here to make it better for you. Boy, Dave Leto is back.
You talk about just a lack of energy. It's like, who's your coach? We brought our old coach back. And he's like, well, here I am. Hello.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
Well, his predecessor, or this particular predecessor, an old Oliver really wasn't doing much.
You know, Oliver, the only thing he was first in line to was cash the check. I mean, other than that, there's nothing.
Make a dinner reservation and cash a check.
I never knew Oliver actually was in any way of recruiting a local player. I never was aware of it if he was. Hey, Oliver.
Next time you take a job, tell your bosses ahead of time that you would rather not work. They'd like to know.
Yeah, be honest with them.
I think they'd be really, really pleased to know that before they say, oh, yeah, sure, here are several million dollars to kind of...
How many? Was it four or five he made? Was it five?
And then they didn't even fire him.
Right.
Wasn't it five? I think so.
My God, is there ever in the history of college basketball had five worse years and kept going?
D on the south side, welcome to the Score.
How you doing? This is Dan. How you doing?
We're good.
Okay, man. It's just one word, three letters, why Illinois doesn't get any basketball players. I've coached ball in this state for 35 years, elementary and high school. It's called AAU. The AAU people do not respect the coaches that they bring in. That's why Shaka turn down the money, because he doesn't want to deal with AAU people in the state of Illinois, man. I'm telling you this, what I know, and not what I hear.
Okay. All right. Well, there's an easy way to, quote-unquote, deal with them. This isn't a secret.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of ways to forge relationships, relatively simple ways to forge relationships.
Well, he does, you know, there are local kids, there are Illinois kids at Illinois. Not the ones you really want, but you have some. They're not all strangers to America, but when it comes to getting tough, when it comes to really getting tough with a recruit that you say, yeah, I don't care what you say, you're coming here. Doesn't happen. I mean, it's like, okay, here they are. Here's Tom Izzo. Forget it. Krzyzewski? Nah, I got no chance. I'm getting out of here. Go get some popcorn and go home. I mean, it's like you've got to try. You have to give an effort, and I think he's on to something there, by the way, a little bit with the AAU stuff.
Sure.
Because we both know how you deal with that. I don't know how you can coach a team. Now some states, you're the say, coaching New Mexico or whatever you're coaching. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't really want any players to know. That's fine.
Yeah, speaking of New Mexico, your old buddy Norm Ellenberger died a couple of days ago. At the ripe old age of...
83.
Yep.
Yeah, he was quite a basketball character, too. Kind of a scumbag.
Oh, and here's the thing. And guess who hired him?
Tim Floyd.
And before that?
Bobby Knight.
Knight.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. He preached against all the scumbags of college basketball, and then what happened? One of the worst. I mean, again, you know, and I say one of the worst only because he was, but I mean in terms of what he did, it was like what a lot of them did. But what does he do? He up and hires Norm Ellenberger and tells everybody, well, you know what? He's a really good coach.
Well, he might have been. I know coaches always loved Norm Ellenberger. He was survivor, a coach's coach, one of those guys.
Coachy coach.
Who would always have a job on a bench, old Storman Norman.
Yeah, and he'd also have a
sack
full of cash.
Yeah, changing grades. And it wasn't the sack full of cash. Remember, it was like it was an FBI sting, wasn't it, that caught him altering grades?
Yeah, he was altered grades. He did. He was versatile.
Yeah, he had every trick in his bag.
He had everything there. There was nothing he couldn't do, and everybody knew it for years and how he did, and they finally got caught, and then, you know, he was disgraced, and the next thing you know, you turn around, he's sitting on Indiana's bench.
Another guy about whom I'm less bothered as the years have gone by. So
less bothered was a pretty good coach.
So you got to change grades to keep guys in school where they shouldn't have to be anyway. Nobody, they never wanted to be college students, and he knew it, and right. he knew they were there to play basketball and did what he could do, and I don't really know who's all harmed by some of this stuff. The prism through which I view a lot of these supposedly horrible human beings just because they flouted the NCAA, I hate the NCAA.
I know you do.
I don't care.
I know
what?
You did.
So
hey,
what?
I just think there's a, no matter if you do or you don't, There's a matter of principle here. You can't be holier than thou.
I agree with you on Knight.
Can't do that.
Right. The fact was that Knight held himself above all of that.
Oh, way above.
And was busy shouting down everybody else, mm-hmm. and then he wanted that guy on his bench.
Yeah.
So, yeah, in that particular case, I agree with you.
You can't.
That's just because Knight was who he was. He's got to choose better, even if Ellenberger was believed to be a really good basketball coach.
Yeah, he was.
This is the latest from the Scores' Chris Emma, who says, Matt Forte, Alshon Jeffrey, Hieronis Grassou listed as limited. Pernell McPhee was not on the field. Jeffrey did not participate in the portion of practice open to the media. Forte was seen moving well and making cuts. Additionally, Eddie Royal wasn't seen during the open portion. Shea McClellan and Entrell Roll each listed as limited. And Vic Fangio termed McClellan's knee injury as a 4 to 6 week recovery, one in which he returned after 4 weeks.
You know, when you think about it, and you know, this is what happens. This is what happens when your roster sucks to the point where the Bears did. When you're just looking around, what has Eddie Royal brought except nothing because you can't find him?
He's really
right?
been nothing. I mean, when he's been healthy, he's played okay, but
nothing.
You can't be a big free agent signing and be in the tub all the time.
And he's been in the tub. I mean, it's just...
with a bottle full of bub.
And that's the thing. That's what happens, though. When you get in the position the Bears are in, when you need... if you need one or two, all right. But you needed so much. And then there he was, and he figured, oh, yeah, we can renew this connection with Jay and all the... That's not why the Bears have succeeded.
We've got Big Cat Williams coming up next. He's got Bears thoughts for you, as he always does on Wednesdays at 2 o'clock on The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Somewhere in the snow-capped mountains of a faraway land is a magical factory where happy workers are busy building the gifts that everyone wishes for. That's right, the Mercedes-Benz winter event is back. Now get exceptional offers on the Mercedes-Benz vehicles of your holiday dreams, like the exhilarating C-Class, the protective GLE, or the intelligent E-Class. Hurry into the winter event now at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer before these dream offers end.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Here's some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 11 fantasy lineup. If you're going to go for expensive picks, and you'll always have a couple probably, do it for the prime positions. Quarterback, running back might be worth the value to pick up top dogs like Tom Brady or Todd Gurley, who are both playing lights out right now that
Gurley is done with the Bears. Sleeper of the week, Eric Decker of the Jets always finds a way to get into the end zone. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half of players will double their money and win instant cash. That's right. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half doubles their money and wins instant cash.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great Black Friday deals on all of your Christmas needs. Like 15% off Christmas inflatables. Plus get a GE pre-lit LED artificial Christmas tree for only $198. Don't miss out on all the great deals happening right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 11/19 through 11/25 while supplies last. GE tree item 688920 only. See store Lowe's.com for details. U.S. only.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a drill instructor directing a musical.
Tan hut! Get those tap heels in line and let me see those jazz hands! Are you bundling your home and auto insurance through Progressive? Can you hear me through those sequins?
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Left, 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 and step ball change.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you.